Well, the calendar says it's spring. Now, if the temperatures would just catch up, right, you may be getting over a dose of cabin fever and dreaming of a getaway up north. If you're pulling your dusty bicycle out of the garage, then a Michigan author has your guide to some of the best trails in the Lower Peninsula and current states. Kevin Lavery joins me now in Studio S. Kevin, you recently had a chat with the author here.
I did, Mark. To say that Bob Downs is a bike enthusiast really sells him short. He is a former triathlete who years ago used to ride, get this, up to 100 miles in a weekend when he was training. He's been all over the world, biking in countries from India to Ireland. He's also a former newspaper editor, and so he's combined those two passions in a new book called Biking Northern Michigan.
Well, you know, I've been riding for more than 30 years. I got started bicycling back in the early 80s, well, the mid-80s, doing triathlons, and that was my reason for living for a long time. I think I did about 45 triathlons and a couple Ironmans. But I've also been a writer for more than 30 years. I started the Northern Express newspaper up in Traverse City with my good friend George Foster, and I served as editor and co-publisher there for 22 years before we sold it. And when I sold the paper, which was sort of like the city pulse paper of Northern Michigan, I thought, what in the heck am I going to do with myself? And so I decided I'd write about bicycling for starters.
Just merge your two passions together.
Right.
You say in your book that you have ridden in many countries around the world,
yes,
but you would place Northern Michigan right at the top in terms of your best experiences. Why do you feel that way about your home state?
Well, I've bicycled in maybe 20, 25 countries. So I've gotten to see everything from India and China and Vietnam and across Europe, Australia, but nothing compares to Northern Michigan, because we've got the beautiful small towns, we got gorgeous scenery and the lakes and the Great Lakes, and most of all, we've got safe and quiet bike paths and country roads to ride along.
What can you see and experience on a bicycle that is just simply lost in a car trip or even on a hike?
Wonderful question. When I was bicycling across Europe, I went up the west coast of Ireland. And there's a place there called the Dingle Peninsula. And when you're bicycling, you smell the peat, you walk through the old Irish graveyards, you see the sheep, you smell them. I mean, you have this overwhelming sense of sensations. And I'm biking along the west coast of Ireland, this gorgeous seascape. And here comes a bus full of tourists. And I felt sorry for them. I thought, God, look at what they're missing. Because it's so much better to be right there as a part of your environment on a bicycle.
As opposed to being whisked from place to place on a tight schedule.
Right. You may as well be watching TV.
We're talking with Bob Downs, an author who lives in Traverse City. He's written a book called Biking Northern Michigan. How did you go about documenting all these trails you describe in your book? Did you have a methodology? Did you have any particular information that you really wanted to include each time?
Well, a lot of them were trails I'd written about while I was working for Northern Express. You know, like I'd do the ride from Gaylord to Mackinac City. That's 62 miles through the woods, and I'd write about it. I rode the route from Alpena to Sheboygan, 72 miles, and wrote about that. And you know, we were an alternative newspaper up there, but we had a real slant on fitness and recreational lifestyle. So it was a natural for me to already be writing about these and enjoying them as a cyclist also.
One of the trails that you mentioned in your book is along Highway M-22 from Frankfort to Glen Arbor. It's west of Traverse City. It passes right by Sleeping Bear Dunes. So many times, Bob, you see bumper stickers on cars all over the state with the M-22 highway logo. What is it about that road that captures our imagination as Michiganders?
Well, that particular stretch there, I love that because there's a very wide bike shoulder from Frankfort all the way to Glen Arbor. And as you pass through the park, the cars are more respectful. They're going slower. And on a road bike especially, you can really unwind on that. And I forget if it's 32 miles, but you can turn it into 50 if you go around Glen Lakes. And then Frankfort and Glen Arbor are fabulous towns for their dining scenes and coffee houses and art galleries and beaches. So what's not to like? You know, it's a perfect road bike ride.
What advice do you give to novice riders who just want to try out some trails for the first time? Spring is supposedly coming. Mm-hmm. Is there an ideal time to begin your ride in northern Michigan?
Well, that's always iffy. I've been riding in snowstorms in May up there. But I would say the Sleeping Bear Heritage Trail in the Sleeping Bear National Lakeshore is real good. The Betsy Valley Trail from Beulah to Frankfort is wonderful. That's about 7 miles along Crystal Lake and through the woods. The Leelanau Trail, the Wheelway in Petoskey is a wonderful ride that goes 26 miles from Charlevoix to Harbor Springs, all along the coast at Bay Harbor. And there's so many opportunities up there. And what's nice is there are opportunities for anyone from families with toddlers to like really Olympic quality cyclists.
Bob Downs is a bicycling enthusiast, a former triathlete from Traverse City, and his book is called Biking Northern Michigan, which includes dozens of bicycle routes, maps, and even restaurant recommendations. Bob, this sounds like a lot of fun. I'm ready to go out there and hit the road.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.